Sports Central. Basketball.
Great to catch up with Roy Ward every week, of course, Chief Basketball Writer for The Age. G'day, Roy.
G'day, how's things?
Not too bad. You're not on your way to Bendigo, are you?
Yes, I am.
Sounds like the Bendigo Highway.
I should be a little further down the road, but nonetheless, we'll get there.
Hey, the Perth Lynx, they're going nicely this season. We know they've changed name and back as part of the Wildcats sort of banner. But, gee, on court, they're producing the goods at the moment.
They are producing the goods. They're the equal pace setter, I'd say, with Southeast Queensland Stars right now. The two new clubs, a lot of talent, a lot of excitement, and probably a little bit more professionalism have put them to the top of the table early on. Lynx easily handled Dandenong. The Rangers had a disappointing appearance in Perth, their second appearance in the first few rounds of the season in Perth, and they just struggled in the second half and couldn't get their offence going. But Perth, to their credit, they play a pressure defence, much like the Wildcats. They have a lot of good athletes. They have some real great bigs, Luella Tomlinson, Natalie Burton. And, look, they're just kicking goals constantly right now. But a big thing that's coming out of Perth is that when they assembled their roster, they put together a team who could train during the day, who didn't have full-time jobs, who could use their Perth players' full-time pay and sort of supplement it on the side so they could train couple of times a day, and it's helping them. It's made a big difference.
Certainly has. They, of course, defeated Dandenong 83-66, and now on the road at 5-2. Big game in Bendigo today. Townsville take on Melbourne. This is also a big game, certainly for the Melbourne Boomers, Roy, who are sitting 3-5. Always a tough place to go and play the reigning champions. They need to get it done, but no easy task.
Absolutely no easy task. And Townsville, they've had to make several changes this year from their championship side. Their two guards, starting guards, Rachel McCulley, Steph Cumming. McCulley retired. Cumming moved back to Melbourne and joined the Dandenong Rangers. So they've been bringing in, you know, a new backcourt and a new import in Tamara Tathan, the Canadian international. And it all takes time. Their bench is much younger this year. So, again, they've been really bringing that bench into the fold. So Townsville, they had a loss in Melbourne back in Melbourne Cup weekend. So they'll also have a bit of fire in the belly, so to speak, to take down the Boomers and remind them who's boss. So it'll be an incredibly tough task for Melbourne Boomers today, but you wouldn't put it past them. They're the sort of club that takes wins when you least expect them to. If they do lose, they'll be at 3-6. It'll be a bit of a concern, but they have so much talent, they just have to get on the same page. It's taking longer, but I dare say when they do click, they are capable of reeling off 5-6 wins in concession.
Roy, I heard Jess Bibby speaking on SEN during the week. Of course, last night she broke the WNBL games record, but it wasn't enough to lift the Caps, who are now 0-8 with their loss to Adelaide.
So sad for Jess. So, yeah, she had 20 points as well. She had her best game in probably a couple of seasons and really burned off last night. But Adelaide, to their credit, you know, thrown together club, a lot of local junior players, you know, they've really done a job in Canberra, gone there on a big night and scored a win, their second of the campaign. And at the start of the year, you could have got some very, very long odds that Adelaide would have more wins than Canberra at this point. So great result for Adelaide, bad result for Canberra. It's a team that is just spluttering and spluttering and can't get it together despite having a lot of talent, a lot of experience. And it's very frustrating, and I think it's going to stay that way for a little while. But on Jess Bibby, she has been one of the great women athletes in Australia. Yeah. She's not going to have the gold medals and the Cathy Freeman moments, but for someone who had a back injury that should have had her walking funny the rest of her life, let alone not playing competitive sport, to come back from that, play all the years she has, be a constant threat, and to be one of the best supporters of media going around. She's always available, always happy to talk, and upfront and honest in her opinions. She's a real role model to everyone in the WNBL, the W League, all of our women's sports, because she just does everything right.
Yeah, she's a star. I'll go back to the Dandenong championship years under Gary Fox. Well, I think they went back-to-back, Roy, and she was a great shooter, Jess. I mean, one of those girls that, you know, could come on and off the bench, who can have impact in 5-7 minutes. She was knocking down some big threes, pull up for a couple of jumpers inside the key. I mean, just a real class act, who had, you know, so many dimensions to her game.
Absolutely. I sort of wrote during the week that when she was a teenager at Dandenong, she was a promising left-hand shooter who could get hot in a hurry, and you just take out promising and put veteran, and it's still out today.
Yeah.
She's been a wonderful offensive player, and I think shown a lot of our athletes that it's okay to play off the bench if you're a star player, and it's okay to be assertive when you're going. I mean, one of the hardest things in junior sport, really, let alone basketball, is teaching someone to read their body and read their skill set, and when they're hot to take their shots, when they've got, you know, when a team needs something to fire up and lift. And she was always able to do it. You would talk to a Tom Maher or a Gary Fox or any Kerry Graff, anyone, and they'll say, if you're playing Canberra, you're up 15 at halftime and Jess Bibby hasn't scored, you know she's got 15 points in the second half and the game's not over. And so often we saw that come to fruition. So she'll be a loss when she retires at the end of the season, but a very, very worthy holder of the WNBL games record.
Talking to Roy Ward from the Age, he's on his way to Bendigo. They take on Perth today. Spirit have beaten the Lynx both games on the SMS. We've got a couple who are following this series pretty closely. Townsville to take on Melbourne. Melbourne went down to the South East Queensland Stars as part of their Queensland Road Double on Friday night. Just on the Stars, we've spoken about it the last few weeks, but this has been a really good return to coaching for Shane Heal. He had a stint, of course, at the Sydney Kings, one of this country's finest players. His opportunity to coach in the WNBL for the very first time, he's making a damn good fist of it.
Absolutely. And I dare say there would have been a group of people who would have questioned whether Shane had the temperament to coach women and whether he had the sort of interpersonal management skills to sort of manage a team of players who are all in different places. Some who are full professional, some who are very much semi-professional. So he's not only done a great job assembling the club, he's one of the main organisers, manages the club. He's also done a wonderful job recruiting. He's brought Lauren Mansfield back from the abyss. She was playing in the Siebel after having a good promising start with Adelaide and then fading away. And she's been one of the stars of the season so far. He's had Rachel Jarry, who was a wonderful signing, and Rebecca Allen's just coming back into the mix. And the Stars are doing great things. They're winning the matches. They're fighting it out. And I dare say, young Shyla Heal, Shane's daughter, who I believe is only 15 or 16, is coming off the bench and playing a few minutes here and there. And people tell me she's got a very, very big future ahead of her.
Great stuff, Roy. Enjoy the game today. Big weekend of WNBL so far and a couple of crucial games to come, mate. Drive safe.
Thank you.